somebody lives at the Browns' house.
Over at the Browns' house.
Okay, now, if you said that, where would the Browns live? Would they live fairly close or far away or?
They wouldn't live in the immediate neighborhood.
Okay, would they live in the same town?
Yeah.
Okay. What if they lived 10 miles away, say? Same town, but 10 miles away.
They would live out there.
Okay. Anything that you might say that would be beyond that? Something at the Browns? Or is out as far out as you can go?
Probably.
Okay. What if the Browns just live down the street, like 3 or 4 houses away? You say he lives at the Browns.
He lives, probably just he lives at the Browns or down at the Browns.
Okay, okay. If you said down, would you use that if they lived on the same street?
Probably.
Okay, would you use it if they lived 4 or 5 houses down, but say 6 streets over? Would you use down in that case if it was not on the same street?
No, probably not.
Okay, you might say there was a party and there's trouble at the party. Maybe some people were smoking pot or something. But not everybody was causing trouble. Not everybody was smoking pot. But the police came and arrested the
whole group.
Okay. Usually, after a football game, a high school will sponsor a school
dance.
Okay. 4 o'clock or 3:30 or whenever is the time when school
gets out.
Okay. And the day after Labor Day is the day when school
begins.
Okay. And if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show, you'd say he
you'd say he skipped out.
Okay. What if it was a college class?
He cut class.
Okay. You go to school in order to get a
degree. Diploma.
Okay, and people say, now dear, I hope you'll complete your
degree. I already said that.
Let's see. It's sort of it's a more abstract concept than degree.
Education.
What?
Education.
Okay. After high school, you go on to
college.
Okay. After kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Okay. Any older terms that an old person might use?
I don't know.
Okay. It used to be children sat on desks at school. Benches, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has its own
desk.
And sometimes they have it. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
Okay, and you stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel.
Okay, or a
hotel.
Okay. If you weren't contrasting the two words, say, I'm going to spend the night at a
hotel.
I'm sorry, what?
Hotel.
Okay. What do you call a place where you go to see a play or a movie?
Theater.
Okay.
Not theater.
I was going to say, you always call it that?
Yes.
You've always called it theater?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of my pet peeves.
Oh, I had a high school teacher who converted me. I mean, I get this surge of pleasure when I say theater now. Because I grew up saying theater,
mm-hmm.
But you know, I was converted, and I now have class.
Right.
That's what it takes.
Culture.